We are incredibly fortunate to be members of the Catholic Church. And I think often we get so focused on the struggles that we face in life or the things that are not right or perfect in our lives that we can forget about the big picture. And the reality is, as members of the church, you know, we have become children of God. You know, we have the forgiveness of sins that's available to us. You know, we know who created us and the purpose for which we exist. And, you know, if we imagine what it would be like to try and navigate this world without any sense of why we exist or what our purpose is, you know, how do you face the struggles of life without any context to understand why you're going through these struggles? And yet that's the way that many people live their lives. They don't know Christ. They don't know who God is. And so we're tremendously blessed to be members of the church. And I think sometimes we might forget that, or just some of us may, if we were raised in the Catholic faith from the time we were infants, we may have never known what it was like to live without Christ. We celebrated the feast day of St. Hilary this past week, and he's one of the great bishops and doctors of the church. And he was a convert. He was raised in a pagan family. And in the culture surrounding him, there was a lot of hedonism, people that would just indulge in every desire that came into their minds. There were a lot of polytheists, people who worshipped multiple gods, and they had very corrupted images of who the gods were. And there was the Arian heresy at the time. But Hilary, deep down, knew that we were created for something more. He knew that we weren't animals that were supposed to indulge in every desire that came into our mind. And so that's what led him to begin to seek truth. And that path first led him to the Jewish scriptures. And it was in the Old Testament scriptures when he came across the holy name of God, I am who am, that he recognized that this was the true God, not just some human invention, but the true God. And as he continued to search, he found the Gospel of John. And in the first chapter of John, the prologue, he began to understand what we were created for, that we were created to be children of God. And so it was in the Christian faith that he discovered a true knowledge of who God is and who we were created to be. And one of his criticisms of the people around him is he said they didn't know who they were. All these people around him, they didn't understand who they were. They didn't understand who they were created to be and what they were created for. In our first reading today, our Lord says to the prophet Isaiah, he says, it's not enough that you be my servant. He said that he wants to make you a light to the nations, that his salvation may reach the ends of the earth. And so we see in this that it's God's desire that salvation extend to the very ends of the earth, that all people come to know him. You know, he doesn't want his children to be left in the dark without a knowledge of him. He wants each one of us to know him, to love him, and to serve him, and to enter into a relationship with him. He wants every person on the face of the earth to experience what we're privileged to experience as members of the church. Last week, Father Jacob preached on the Feast of Epiphany about, you know, the four different stages of faith that the Magi went through, that they first questioned, and then they sought God. And then they found him and worshiped him. And then the fourth part is they desired to bring Christ to others. That encounter with Christ changed them. As we look at Logan County today, there are 46,000 people roughly in Logan County. Of that 46,000, about 650 of them attend Mass each weekend. That's 1.4%. Meaning 98.6% of the population of our county does not attend Mass on weekends. Now, some of them may attend other churches, but the vast majority of them are nuns, no faith whatsoever that they're practicing. This year, we have two people in our CIA. which it's great that we have two people in RCIA, and I'm great for each of them. But at this rate, it would take 22,675 years to get the rest of the county through RCIA. Now, I love being your pastor, but if I'm still here in 22,000 years trying to get everybody through RCIA, I might try and change the strategy a little bit, change the tactics. You know, as Christians, it's our job and our mission to lead other people to Christ. And there are many, many people around us, the vast majority of them, that need that. Now, I'll admit it's a very challenging environment to evangelize today because a lot of people have walls up against Christianity or what they think Christianity is, and they don't want to hear anything about it. And I think often we want to avoid conflict, and so we just don't bring up the issues of faith with family or the people around us because we don't want that conflict. And many of us might have a bad taste in our mouth if we've seen bad tactics for evangelization in the past. You know, billboards threatening people with hell. Well, that's not exactly going to endear people to love Jesus Christ and to want to be in a relationship with him. Or if we've seen disagreements about religion simply end up in arguments and confrontation. That's not good. And so a lot of people may have a bad taste in their mouth from experiences like that. But we're starting a new evangelization initiative within our parishes this March. And all successful evangelization begins with prayer. And so that's why we're praying the novena, the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I encourage each and every one of us to be praying fervently for this. But the model is based upon hospitality. Showing other people charity through food. Good food. A lot of people, because of the breakdown of the family, there's a lot of people that don't sit down and have a meal with anybody else. And there's something very important and very human about sharing a meal with people and just being able to talk with them. And so the first thing is to share a meal together each week. And the second thing is to show people kindness by listening to them. And by trying to connect and establish a friendship with each and every person that comes to the event. As our world drifts away from Christianity, there's a lot more dissension, there's a lot more conflict, and people are thirsting for just healthy friendships. And then within this context, we're going to have a video series that looks at some fundamental questions about the meaning of human life. Why are we here? And it, over the course of several videos, lays the foundation for faith, for making an act of faith in God. And one of the key elements is patience and waiting for people to ask us questions before we try and tell them answers. Because with conversions, you have to work with people's free will. And if someone doesn't want to hear what you have to say, if they're not receptive, it does no good to try and force that. You have to wait until there's an openness. And so if we're kind and if we're patient for others, eventually they're going to wonder, you know, what is it that's the source of our joy? And they will eventually ask at the point when they're ready. And so it's not a confrontational model. It's about expressing charity through hospitality, through listening, through friendship, and bringing people to the point where they're ready and asking to know more about the faith. But what we need from each of you right now is prayer, and we'll get to this later, but invitations. And it's pretty powerful to think that you will be in a position where simply by inviting somebody and extending them an invitation to come to a meal, that you could be an important element in somebody's conversion, in their coming to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, and discovering what is the most precious thing that we have as Christians, that you could be an element that helps bring people into that relationship. And our Lord desires in his Sacred Heart a relationship with each and every one of us. And so it's powerful to think that simply by extending an invitation, you might be the one that brings someone to the Sacred Heart of our Lord.